This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We'll give you the toll-free call-in number here in just a moment where you can join us. The us in studio tonight is Daryl. And Heather and Chris.
And Heather. Yes. Sorry, we were all procrastinating.
There's been a story that we've covered off and on for a couple of years now.
Right.
Largely because of Mark Edge, who most nights of the week is the second host, the third name that you'll hear. Because we, you know, when we introduce, it's, you know, 1-3. Two.
Because that makes perfect sense.
Well, because of the seating.
So I'm a two then. I'm a two.
No, you're a three.
You're a three.
What do you mean? It would be Daryl, Heather, Chris.
One,
wouldn't
three,
I get a second
two.
In that?
Nope.
Depends on how you were rating that. If you were thinking of it on a scale of 1 to 5, you win.
If there's only two people in studio, they sit where I'm sitting and where Chris is sitting.
Right. Okay.
That's the third seat.
Great. I'm a third wheel, as always.
No, you're not.
Mark, who's normally
an integral part of the show,
who's normally that second seat, he's been sort of infatuated with Tommy the Chimp. And
I'm not familiar.
Tommy the Chimp is, and I'll do my best to give a summary of this chimpanzee, but there's
a
been a court case.
Sure.
And Tommy the Chimp is able to communicate to some humans, just as, who was that other really, really popular chimpanzee or
gorilla
that was able to communicate?
Sign language and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I want to say Kiko, but it's not Kiko.
I think it might be Kiko.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're able to communicate to some extent, and there was some group called the Non-Human Rights Project that decided that they were going to apply on Tommy's behalf to wind up getting Tommy freedom. They were saying that Tommy being, you know, kept in a fairly large cage was akin to him being like unlawfully kidnapped and held against his will, and that he should have rights. And they've gone through the courts, and well, Chris, you've got.
Oh boy!
And for the record, it was Coco the gorilla.
Coco.
So I had the two K's. And 1-0 correct. Missed one.
Well, they do mention a Kiko in this story.
Yeah, this is one of the other primates. But this comes to us from Reuters, New York. And chimpanzees do not deserve the same rights as people. A New York State appeals court unanimously concluded on Thursday as it refused to order the release of two of the animals to a primate sanctuary. The 5-0 decision by the appellate division in Manhattan is the latest defeat for the Non-Human Rights Project and its lawyer, Stephen Weiss, in a long debate over whether caged chimpanzees are actually legal, quote, persons, unquote, entitled, like humans, to bodily liberty.
Right, so this sort of opens up, you know, a huge can of worms.
Yeah, like, are you going to fight for the rights of every indoor house cat?
Right, or goldfish.
Well, not only that, but, you know, there's this weird thing of a legal person.
Right.
And, you know, most people have probably heard the term that, you know, corporate personhood.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's been in the news over the last few years.
Elaborate. What is that?
Corporate personhood is something that's been in existence for nearly 200 years.
Yeah.
To where, basically, to boil it down, it means that a group of people can wind up creating a legal person that can then enter into contracts.
So think of a corporation. for example.
Right. So if me and Chris,
okay,
or partnership or whatever.
Right. If me and Chris decided we wanted to create a business,
mm-hmm.
doesn't have to be a corporation, could be, you know, LLC,
partnership,
any kind of something.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to enter into agreements. Without corporate personhood, each one of us would have to sign every document.
Okay.
With yeah. corporate personhood, one of us can act on behalf of the business.
Sure.
Without corporate personhood, and I'm going to give
a real life
example.
But everybody falls into that is liable, right, for whatever the one person signs for?
Well,
is that how it works?
They yeah.
share, like, liability?
Different types of corporate organization mm-hmm. have different levels of liability.
Right, and that's completely distinct
yeah.
from the corporate personhood. The liability or lack thereof is completely distinct
right.
from corporate personhood. Yeah. Without corporate personhood, and this is something that a lot of people that call for the end of corporate personhood don't understand. Without corporate personhood, every shareholder of Walmart would have to sign every paycheck every week or every 2 weeks.
Right.
It's completely asinine, and it would be a huge, giant burden, and nobody would ever get paid.
Right. But how it gets spun by those who don't understand what it actually is, oh, basically you're saying you're granting every corporation like the same rights as they were anyone else so they can take advantage of more tax loopholes and benefits. I mean, that's spin. That's not reality.
Right. And then there's
it's
also,
not at all about those issues.
And then there's also the people that bring up the liability. Well, corporate persons have more rights because you can't wind up taking the house from the CEO if the company winds up going bankrupt. Well, that's completely distinct from the fact that corporate personhood means that one person can sign the documents on behalf of the corporation.
Right.
And that a corporation or partnership or some other entity can enter into contracts without needing every member of the group to sign the documents.
Right. And that's it in a nutshell. So,
but then you enter into this other realm of who else or what else is a legal person.
Right.
And that's what the Non-Human Rights Project was arguing, is that chimpanzees, specifically in this case, that have some ability to communicate in a manner that humans can understand, deserve to be considered legal persons. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's get back into this article a little bit.
Sure. Tommy and Kiko, the chimpanzees in question, are held by private owners in upstate New York. Citing experts like British primatologist Jane Goodall.
Oh, she's the chimpanzee lady. She did a documentary.
And that
for
gorilla,
somebody.
She's very famous. The Non-Human Rights Project said chimpanzees and humans share many behavioral, cognitive, and social capabilities. It said this entitled chimpanzees to many of the same rights, including against improper detention and sought habeas corpus, which basically means the holding of the body,
right?
Relief to win freedom for Tommy and Kiko. But the shared capabilities, quote, do not translate to a chimpanzee's capacity or ability, like humans, to bear legal duties or to be held legally accountable for their actions, Justice Troy Weber wrote for the appeals court.
All right, so now I've got more questions here, and I'm glad that the court ruled the way they did, because this is one of those things to where when you read the headline, it's like, why was this ever a question?
Right.
Like the thing, I remember reading several years ago about the Massachusetts Supreme Court ruled that burritos are not a sandwich. And it's one of those things of, why was this ever in court to begin with?
I hope you're joking, but you're probably
I
not.
I wish I was. So let me actually give the backstory on why that went to court. There was a sandwich shop in a strip mall. And, Chris, you probably know this, that most strip malls will have non-compete clauses in their lease.
Sure. Okay.
So where if you're selling X, X.
Right.
Nobody else in the strip mall can sell X.
Right.
Sandwich shop wanted to prevent a burrito shop from moving in, so they went to court, and the Massachusetts Supreme Court ruled that burritos are not sandwiches. Your calls and thoughts welcome, 855-450-FREE.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a 2-pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6-7 through 6-14, while supplies last, U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about chimpanzees. Specifically, that a court in Manhattan What was the court again? The appellate?
Appellate division in Manhattan of the
New York State
Appeals Court.
Yep. Unanimously ruled 5-0 that chimpanzees are not legal persons and should not be considered legal persons. We'll get back into the story as well as a bunch of questions that I have of what would it mean if the court would have ruled the other way. And one of those questions is, if the court would have ruled the other way, would the chimpanzees have to pay taxes? Could the chimpanzees use money? Well, if they have smartphones, they could certainly use internet money. And if you have a smartphone, you can use that too. And we recommend that you download the official wallet of Free Talk Live for Bitcoin, Dash, Ether, Zcash, and I believe more currencies to come. And that is the Jax wallet, JAXX.io. You can also find it in the app store of your choice. Again, it holds Bitcoin, Ether, Dash, Zcash, several other currencies, and again, more to come. There's also Shapeshift integration that allows for frictionless, easy exchange between the currencies. It was created by Free Talk Live listener Anthony DiOrio, who is the creator of CryptoKit. It's easy to use, easy to back up, and recover your funds with Jax. And Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io.
And also Gollum. It's one of the few wallets
Gollum,
I've found.
Isn't
this.
Isn't that the
guy from The Hobbit?
From The Hobbit?
It is, but it's also a crypto coin. I call it more of it's a token. But its goal is to...
It is the token called My Precious.
Did you guys hear about that guy, that libertarian guy, supposedly, that it just got sentenced to like 48 months in jail or
Which
something
one?
For
the
not being licensed?
The guy in Arizona or the guy in Louisiana? Because
there have been libertarians
in both states.
Yeah.
That were arrested by the feds or something for not being licensed.
Yeah, so the guy in Louisiana had attempted to get the license, but somehow
his
application was lost.
Great.
And then he found out, wait a second, I don't need a state license, but the feds had lost his application, and he tried to undo a guilty plea because somebody had told him that, you know, he didn't need a thing. And the judge in Louisiana said, yeah, well, we're not going to let you undo your thing. You already said guilty.
No,
so
is this the feds, though, pretty much attacking somebody for using cryptocurrency?
No, it was the feds attacking somebody for not jumping through
Fed hoops, right.
Where the feds say, if you sell cryptocurrency, not if you use Bitcoin or, you know, any of the cryptocurrency. So just using it, there's no federal regulations. But if you are actively selling it for a profit, that's when the feds say, we have authority, and that's what happened in the Louisiana case as well as the Arizona case. So let's get back to the story about Tommy and Kiko, where, again, the appellate division in Manhattan of the New York State Appeals Court ruled 5-0 that these two chimpanzees are not entitled to legal personhood.
Yep, and to repeat that sort of finding, but the shared capabilities, quote, do not translate to a chip's capacity or ability like humans to bear legal duties or to be held legally accountable for their actions. That was what the court wrote. So,
right. So basically, chimpanzees are not able to have jobs to where they pay taxes to help fund the roads. So therefore,
yes. If you're not a taxable part of our community,
not a person.
Then we're not interested.
If you rip somebody's face off, and we don't find you, capable of standing trial,
right?
That's not a legal person. Because there was the story, story about the chimpanzee, the pet chimpanzee that ripped the neighbor's face off and ripped her arm off, and it was absolutely horrible.
Yeah, so Justice Troy Weber continues, quote, "While petitioner's avowed mission is certainly laudable, the according of any fundamental legal rights to animals, including entitlement to habeas relief, is an issue better suited to the legislative process," unquote, Weber wrote.
No.
No, it's not.
No.
It's silliness there,
it's
too.
It's something that the government should not be getting involved in.
Just insert anything there if you like.
Ants have a queen, so therefore they have some hierarchy, so ants are now, you know, recognized as an independent monarchy?
A nation, I think that would be the point.
You know, I did see a study the other day that ranked the United States as like the 114th most peaceful place on Earth.
That sounds about right.
But I looked at the ones that were the most peaceful and just out of curiosity, like, looked up what kind of governments they had, and the majority of them were like parliamentary monarchies.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
What was
high up on the list?
Like,
do you
New
remember?
Zealand, Iceland, Austria.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
New Zealand also ranks in, you know, like the top three of the freest countries in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thursday's decision upheld rulings by State Supreme Court Justice Barbara Jaffe in Manhattan. The Non-Human Rights Project was not immediately available for comment. Wise also tried unsuccessfully, Wise is the attorney for the Non-Human Rights Project, also tried unsuccessfully to win the release of chimpanzees Hercules and Leo from the State University of New York at Stony Brook. They later moved to Louisiana after the school decided to stop using them for research. Tommy's and Kiko's cause drew support from Harvard Law Professor Lawrence Tribe in a friend of the court brief. According to the decision, Tribe suggested that non-human animals could face legal duties, citing a, quote, long history, mainly from the medieval and early modern periods, of animals being tried for offenses such as attacking human beings and eating crops, unquote. Weber, however, said that none of these cited cases were recent or from New York, and the chimpanzees' inability to defend themselves or take sufficient responsibility explains why those that kill and seriously injure humans are not prosecuted. Well, you could argue they are because they're frequently put down, and that's definitely being prosecuted.
Right. Well, the question is, you know, are they held in a county jail pending the trial, or is
they are
it just,
denied a trial,
or is it just a thing to where, you know, like local animal control says, "Yep, that's the dog that bit the kid."
Or in the case of New Hampshire, the governor intervening to make sure bears are safely relocated. That just happened.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that something to where, like, you know, some bear was walking around in Manchester, New Hampshire, a city of 140,000 people?
Yeah, breaking into houses and being a nuisance.
Looking for picnic baskets.
Picnic baskets.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'd started the show talking about a court in New York ruling that chimpanzees are not legal persons. And I have to agree with the ruling, but, you know, there are a group of people in D.C. that, you know, sometimes they act like chimpanzees. You know, they definitely do a thing that could be considered to be like poo slinging.
Mostly that's when they're in session. That's what I see.
The crazy thing
Congress.
About it, though, is that there's these people trying to advocate for chimpanzees, you know, that are, you know, in somewhat large cages while there's actual real stories of people, right, put into cages against their will every single day.
Right.
Look at all these
like people. People.
Yes. Right. Not monkey-like people, but actual human people. Like, America has the highest inmate population in the world. Not just jails, but mental health facilities.
True.
And I have a friend that's going to be calling in today to talk about a situation.
Well, let's go ahead. Since we started talking about, the group of people that act like chimps, namely the U.S. Congress... there's been some intelligence hearings, and I don't think there's been a lot of intelligence involved in these hearings.
Did they hold that in the jumbo shrimp room?
The jumbo shrimp?
I'm just...
The contradictory
there we go.
Term.
For the oxymorons.
Yeah. The Senate investigation committee had some intelligence officials, and, well, four of them testified yesterday. James Comey testified today. We'll get into this story about what exactly happened when these intelligence officials did take the stand, and they were asked some questions about, did Donald Trump ever ask you to halt the investigation of any connections to Russia? But let's go to the phones. We've got Caleb calling in from San Antonio. Caleb, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, I'm grateful to be here. My son was arrested for the third time in 5 days yesterday here in San Antonio, and he's currently being held at Nick's Mental Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And
what was he arrested for? And generally, if somebody's arrested, they're not taken to a hospital, correct?
I would think so. He's 13 years old. He'll be 14 next week. His mother found him with one of God's plants, according to Genesis 1:29, and she called the cops on him against everything I'm about, and he was arrested this past Friday. He was arrested again after the cops called on him at McDonald's this was Wednesday, and he was held in cuffs, and I was scheduled to be here in San Antonio. It's a 5-hour drive for me in Odessa, and I skipped it ahead of 2 days and came down here like I've been doing for the past 4 years, made about 70 trips back and forth. He was released to his mother and stepdad, and I was told on the way driving that 5 hours that there was some kind of commotion. I'm not sure exactly what happened, and I told the cops were called again. And I said, hang in there, buddy. I finally got here in San Antonio about 8:30 or 9 last night. I found my son about a mile from his mother's house. He was dehydrated. I took him to a Mexican food restaurant. We ate. He had 3 or 4 glasses of lemonade. I was told to bring him to his mother's house, which I did. I asked her if we could please talk about this. No cameras, no nothing, because I've got a history of filming and holding people accountable, her. And she refused to talk to me. The cops showed up. I didn't know what was going on. It was dark, so I pulled out my very first Facebook Live video and recorded it. 30 minutes into it, my son was taken away in handcuffs. One of the hardest things I've ever had to witness in my life.
Yep.
Other than his older brother 4 years earlier, Parker, yep, being taken from me in the courthouse parking lot.
So real and quickly, who does the state say has legal custody of your younger son?
I'm a joint managing conservator. However, his mother does have the quote-unquote legal right to determine his residence at this moment.
Okay.
Therefore, my visit to the hospital was almost in vain, except I did make it through the metal detector and the cop that was there, and a very pretentious woman walked out of a room that had my son and his mother and stepdad in, and I was told he has to go. The mother doesn't want him here, and I made it very clear that she doesn't have that right. She's not I'm the real dad. That is just stepdad in there.
Right.
And she made it real clear that it's not my visitation. And so I was forced to leave only after yelling to my son, I love you, Blaine. You do not have to answer any of their questions if you don't want to. And then
right.
I figured out really quick I was going to be arrested if I kept mouthing off too much. And so I wouldn't do anybody any good by being in jail again, because I've already been in jail for 60 days for being a good dad.
It's such a horrendous situation, and it's a couple different situations. First of all, it's being with your kids when they're in that age, and it's a tough age. You know, sort of that, you know, 12, 13, up through 18, it's... They're being exposed to new things. They're making choices. Sometimes they make good choices. Sometimes they make bad choices. Sometimes those choices are just frowned upon by somebody in Austin who's making laws. Yeah.
I can chime in and say that I saw the YouTube video of his older son Parker's confrontation with the mother that he filmed. It's like a little over an hour. And this woman, I mean, I'm not saying she doesn't necessarily have, you know, quote unquote, love for her kids, but this is the authoritarian parenting style, right? That drives your kids away from you. Right. And his older son at the time was like 14 and told his mother to her face, like, I'm afraid to go in there because, you know, you've put your hands on me. You've, you know, you won't talk to me. Like, it just seemed like his 14-year-old son had better communication skills than the woman. And she was sitting there saying she wanted to drag him out of the car, and she's talking down to him. And, you know, and it's like when your own child tells you they are afraid to go in your house, you have failed as a parent.
But that should be a red light for everybody.
So for me, like now hearing about his younger son, I have to ask you, when you picked him up a mile away from his home, did he had run away from the same mother? Is this kind of like he left that house to get away from her?
Yes, as when he returned or got out of kitty jail on early, I guess it'd be Saturday morning, I found out 10 hours later, only after he obtained a phone to call me, that he did that any of this had happened. And I immediately just jumped in the... Well, I knew he was staying at friend's house. A lot of kids do that. I mean, they stay at friend's house for the weekend. I was scheduled to be here on Friday, which is tomorrow, and yet I had to come a day early when I found out what happened again.
So what's the next step? I'm assuming that he's going to wind up going to court on some charge if he's been arrested, correct?
But he was sent to a mental hospital.
It was hard to get that out of him. I only had him for an hour, hour and a half, and he was in shell shock, for lack of a better term. I tried to get him to write things down, tell me what happened, get the full story, and he's 13. I mean, he's trying his hardest. He wasn't able to communicate that completely. The next step for me is I used
hold,
to bite
hold
my
the thought,
tongue.
Caleb. Hold the thought.
We
will be back in just a couple of minutes more with Caleb's horrible story and your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. They bring you the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty. FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms Phoenix. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. We're going back to the phones, 855-450-FREE. We've got Caleb on the line from Texas, and he's sharing just a heartbreaking story where recently, Caleb, your 13-year-old son was picked up by police and
called by his own mother.
Some kind of charge against him. We were in the midst of finding out exactly what the charges are and what are your next steps and, you know, what are the next steps on behalf of your son?
Well, thanks to people like Heather for catching on to my story. My next step is to have a campaign where I'm bringing awareness of my son's story. 4 years ago, like she was talking about earlier, when Parker was 14, he's now 18, grown man, living with me, but about to get his own place. I was scared to death. My children were still 14, 12, 10, and 8. They were still so young. They weren't, if something happened to me, I didn't want them thinking in their little lives, oh, dad gave up, dad's not around, because they're so little.
Right
now, my children are, this month will be 12, 14, 16, and 18, Parker being grown, the rest of them being almost or nearly grown. And I'm going into this completely fearless. I'm sick to death that my son is currently 7 miles away in a mental hospital, the NICS medical unit, or NICS, whatever it's called, mental health, whatever it's called.
Right. They're for evaluation or something.
Yes, and I'm just praying to God that he's not being pumped full of meds, because my son deserves a loving, nurturing environment, which is me, his father, his dad, mm-hmm. the guy who's been there forever, not cops, cuffs, and meds.
That's crazy. So, quick question. The 60 days that you did in jail, that was for contempt of court?
Civil contempt of civil court. And that was crazy. Part of the debate that I had with that cop last night that I had on my live video. I felt like he was trying to entrap me. And I've been around the block a few times, and I wasn't going to let that happen. And I even told him there's a reason my nickname and hashtag is Notorious Dad. Because the inevitable question always comes up, what are you in for? What are you in for? Being a good dad. No, really, what are you in for? Seriously, right. Civil contempt of civil court. I'm in here for being a good dad. And it wound up being a joke, and that's how I came, you know, to get that nickname, because I didn't do anything. I've not been convicted of anything. I don't even have any kind of record.
Well, you
can't even find my mugshot.
Just did something that the judge didn't like. That's what contempt of court is doing something that the judge doesn't like.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be anything, you know, quote unquote wrong, just something that the judge doesn't like. Ian Freeman, who's the creator of this show, did like 60 days because he did not sit down quick enough in court.
Well,
now, the judge always says, the court can't hear you unless you're standing up. And Ian tried saying something to the judge, and the judge said, sit down, and Ian didn't sit down quick enough, and wound up contempt of court. So, you know, like, the whole point of contempt is something the judge doesn't like.
Now, I have a question, though. When you go before the judges, do they generally seem to lean towards your kid's mother's side?
Where I'm from originally, Ector County, which is western part of Texas, oil-filled country.
Right.
Yes.
I just don't understand how her true colors don't come out in front of the judge there, because she has about 30 different colors in that one video I watched. I mean, she was all over the place. And the fact that your son at the time was saying that she'd put her hands on his neck and would be doing things like that, then meanwhile you're doing 60 days in jail, it just seems so backwards. I mean, it just seems like all of her kids are...
I've never spoken this publicly, but I don't have anything else left to lose. The same judge at the time that I had was also the same judge that my dad currently had at the time when he was suing an oil company. And if you're from Ector County, Texas, Odessa, Midland, you don't sue oil companies. Don't do that. So a criminal judge, I don't mean him as a criminal, a judge seeing criminal cases and lawsuit cases, was also seeing family court cases.
Right.
I've been told that since my case that has finally changed in Ector County, thank God, because a guy who sees murders and rape cases all day long, every day, 24/7, doesn't, I don't think, need to be seeing civil cases, family court. And I was convicted of 6 counts of not dropping off my son, Parker, every other weekend for the 6 times that I did deliver him. He just didn't get out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 60 days per offense, which I served concurrently. Thankfully, my lawyer spoke up quickly enough and got it. I was only there 60 days instead of 360 days.
Right.
But now we are in Bear County. This is 4 years later. This is my son, Blaine, who's obviously loves his brother. He's kind of a rebel at heart, as am I, and he doesn't like...
I would be, too, if I lived with their mother.
I'm just going to throw that out there. He doesn't like his phone being taken from him. He's had his mother try to take it. When she couldn't do it, she brought in her muscle, Jason May, the stepdad, and he wound up body slamming him, sitting on him, and finally ripping a part of his hand, drew blood. I do have record of that. And taking the phone from him. And I've already had the same phone problem 3-4 years ago with Parker.
Right.
I got a YouTube video where I gathered his phone back from him. And all I want is for my son to be in a loving environment, which is me. I don't hit my kids. I'm a nonviolent parent. I've got a very long track record of being a nonviolent parent. Mm-hmm. I spanked Blaine once or twice when he was younger, and I've got down on my hands and knees numerous times, fenced in 10 plus years, and asked for forgiveness.
Right. I tell you, this is across the country, probably around the world, but father's rights, men's rights, take a back seat in most cases, in most jurisdictions, in most courts, to the rights, to the perceived rights of the mother. You know, it's almost a societal thing that by default, well, I mean, he's her mom, so he must be, sure. Or, you know, she must be right. And that's, it's almost the default. And for you to buck up against that, you got to realize you're bucking up against a system that's been in place for God knows how long, and it's tough. I've got friends out here.
80 plus years.
Yeah, and I've got friends out here that have been going down the same thing.
Yeah.
And I'll be really honest. When I'll get this in real quick. When I first started my activism in this realm, I did consider myself a father's rights activist. And once Parker's video went viral and I had mothers reaching out to me telling me their stories, I quickly learned that, yes, it's not a 50-50 split. It's probably more like a 90-10, but there are good, good mothers who fall victim to parental alienation.
Oh, yeah.
My hat's off to them. They deserve every bit as much respect and help in the court system as people like me.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
So, Caleb, do you know when the next day in court is going to be?
No, sir, I do not. Blaine,
you met with lawyers today, right?
Yes, I did. And I hired a wolf pack, a female-owned wolf pack. And I cannot give that person's name just yet. It's part of the, because my enemies are listening to this because they know I'm on here. But I don't know.
And it's generally best not to, you know, just be throwing around full names of people anyway.
Yeah.
Sure.
So where can people go to help, though?
I'll be honest. I thoroughly do not like doing fundraising, and it's just a personal thing. Libertarian causes already have a bad enough reputation. A dear friend of mine, Kristen Megan, I asked her if she would help me with this. She created, it's not GoFundMe, it's a different brand, like an offshoot of it, and she's a
It's a fundraiser, right?
Yeah,
I think I saw it's like fundraiser.
Razor, R-A-Z-R, or something like that.
Caleb, thank you very much for the call.
Help hashtag Notorious Dad.
Hour 2 coming up next. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.